This is SBS Audio.
Parti Buruh Labour telah memenangi pilihan raya umum Australia dan akan membentuk kerajaan penggal kedua. SBS Bahasa Melayu meninjau polisi yang membawa kemenangan majoriti kepada Parti Buruh Labour dengan cogan kata mereka membina masa depan Australia. Anthony Albanese dijangka akan mengekalkan jawatan beliau sebagai Perdana Menteri Australia. Jadi, apakah yang akan dilaksanakan oleh kerajaan buruh menerajui tampuk kerajaan penggal kedua?
Labor's plan is to build Australia's future and to build your family's future. We have immediate support through cost of living assistance whilst making sure that we invest in the future.
Antara polisi utama Parti Buruh termasuk pengurangan kos penjagaan kanak-kanak, mempertingkatkan kemudahan Medicare serta mengawal harga barangan keperluan yang dikenakan oleh syarikat pasaraya utama di negara ini. Parti Buruh juga menjanjikan $9 bilion untuk klinik-klinik menyediakan perkhidmatan percuma bulk billing.
All they need is this, their Medicare card. That is all that you need to get the service you need when you need it from an urgent care clinic. And we're going to open another 50, including another one just down the road, so that 8 out of 10 Australians will be within 20 minutes of an urgent care clinic. But that's not all that we're doing. We already increased hospital funding by $1.7 billion, part of what the coalition call waste.
Parti Buruh juga mengumumkan bilangan pelajar antarabangsa ditetapkan pada tahap 270,000 setahun, manakala kos visa pelajar dinaikkan dari $1,600 ke $2,000. Manakala pemotongan cukai yang telah pun diluluskan oleh Parlimen dijangka meringankan tekanan kenaikan kos sara hidup.
Labor has a real plan for cost of living support today whilst building with investment for tomorrow. Tax cuts for every Australian taxpayer, strengthening Medicare, including through our 1800 Medicare line, making more things here in Australia, 20% cut in student debt and a 5% deposit for first homeowners.
Albanese juga menjanjikan pembeli rumah pertama akses untuk mendapatkan deposit 5% untuk pembelian rumah. Dan Parti Buruh juga akan mengurangkan kos penjagaan kanak-kanak 3 hari seminggu serta memansuhkan ujian aktiviti.
A core part of that future is preparing for the generations to come by getting childcare right, by getting schooling right, and of course by giving the best options for the beginning of life.
Albanese mengumumkan pengawalan kenaikan harga barangan seharian yang dikenakan oleh pasaraya utama bertujuan melindungi hak pengguna.
Australians deserve a fair go at the checkout, and my government will hold the big supermarket chains to account. By the end of this year, we will introduce legislation to make supermarket price gouging illegal in Australia. We'll inform it on the basis of overseas laws where that is in place as well. We want Australians to have this protection.
Laporan ini disediakan oleh Zani Ahmad untuk SBS Bahasa Melayu.